Welcome to the Eagle Eye Podcast. The number one show to bring you all things Club America in English. From tactical analysis
pelota para la banda izquierda.
To player updates. We've got you covered on all the latest news on Las Águilas. Now, let's start the show. This is the Eagle Eye Podcast.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of the Eagle Eye Podcast. As you guys can tell from the lack of excitement and the somber sound of my voice, today I'm going to be, unfortunately, recapping the 2-1 loss to LAFC in the Club World Cup play-in match for Club America. A defeat that I would say echoes what the latter half of this, 2024-2025 season has been for Las Águilas del América. A very, very poor performance. And, we'll get into it and we'll discuss exactly what I think happened, what went wrong. And honestly, the magnitude of this failure that ultimately catapults this season into a total, total fracaso. It's the reality of it. There's no way to spin it. There's no two ways about it. There's no way to kind of spin it or pitch it in another way. This has ultimately been a disappointment, and this will be arguably one of the worst defeats in Club America history, if not the worst defeat, because of the context that was around this game, right? Because of everything that was surrounding this opportunity, this golden opportunity that Club America was gifted to participate in this Summer's Club World Cup, the first of its kind. And we talked about it when the announcement was made of this tournament, that America needed to be in the competition, needed to participate in the first ever iteration of this new tournament. And, we thought that our chances were gone last season when we lost to Pachuca in the semifinals. And lo and behold, we were gifted this opportunity. Whether it was right, whether it was wrong, we're not here to discuss that. We were here to talk the facts. And the facts was that, we were given the opportunity to find our way into this Club World Cup, and America just absolutely wasted the opportunity. The team looked flat, out of ideas. They looked a shadow of themselves, honestly. And I know that we're all going to want to point fingers, right? We're all going to want to, point fingers at the players, at the manager, at the front office staff, Baños and all that stuff. But I mean, to encompass this all as a whole, really, there's no other way to look at it as the biggest upset in Club America history. And it's as simple as that. It is the biggest loss, and I would argue, the biggest stain in this glorious and amazing history that this club has. But the reality is, we got sucker punched in this matchup. We were meant to be the better team. We were supposed to be the better team. On paper, we were the better team, but we fell flat. And that continuously seems to be the situation for Club America on international soil, in these big international games where they're supposed to make that impact, when they're supposed to impose their El Más Grande status upon their opponent. They always seem to fall flat. They always seem to fall short of achieving that, For the past 10 years, we've been sitting at home watching these games, thinking that Club America is going to do something, and they don't. They flat out, they just absolutely don't. And the last time we had any sort of grand triumph on this international stage was that 2016 CONCACAF Champions Cup. You're talking about almost 10 years since our last big trophy. And I know we said that the game against Columbus for the Campeones Cup was an important matchup because it was a quote-unquote international game. But that one seems a little bit different because it isn't necessarily like fought out and earned in a certain way where you compete through a tournament. I get it. You have to be not only a champion in the league, but then you have to be a, you know, campeón de campeones to then earn the chance to win, to, excuse me, to play against the MLS champion. And that's great and all, but I think for the prestige of what we're looking for, that is only a little step in the right direction. What we need to see is an America showcase their talent, their history, their heritage on the grand stage when there's millions of other people watching around the globe. And last night was the perfect example of what America has been for the past 10 years on the international stage. Glimpses of positive things, but ultimately coming down to the very stretch, to the very end, we fall flat. We fall flat, and there is no one to blame but ourselves. And last night was no different. You saw an America team that had an idea of what they were trying to play, but LAFC read the manual perfectly. They understood that as long as you sit back, as long as you stay organized, and as long as you, you know, cut off space for America to play into in the middle, then they have no answer. Absolutely no answer. And what are you going to do? All you need to do is either A, get them on the counterattack, or B, get them on a set piece situation. And LAFC did that. LAFC, whilst they didn't look their best at times, they never were out of the battle. And that was because America's doing. It wasn't because LAFC clawed their way back into this game. It was because America let them claw back. No, excuse me, not claw back. Club America let them let LAFC get back into the game because America didn't kill off LAFC. All they needed to do was score a second goal. But the reality is, we had no idea where the goal was going to come from, let alone the first one. The first one we got because of a penalty. Mind you, I agree it was a penalty, but even then, that was a saving grace for America because going forward, we were short of ideas. We looked gassed. We looked just without any confidence going forward. The players looked like they had no solution. And this team that we praise so much for the tricampeonato, for the chance that they almost got a tetracampeonato, this team at the beginning, they looked sharp. They looked great. And I'm not talking about the beginning of the season. I'm talking about a year or two ago where we had dominant play, where we had an idea of what we were doing going forward. And our biggest complaint wasn't the fact that we weren't getting chances. It was because that wasn't the case. Our biggest complaint, if you go back and you listen to those episodes, our biggest complaint is not that America wasn't finishing chances. It was that they were being wasteful. But they were creating a lot, an abundance of chances. They were just missing in front of goal. I would love to have that issue again. I would love to have that problem. But now the question is, can America string 2 to 3 good passes in the final third to open up and get themselves an opportunity, let alone score it? But can they even create it? That's the biggest question now. We went from having a Julian Quiñones on one wing, a Cabecita that can come in and replace him, a Brian Rodriguez that can come off the bench and replace him. Competition all in around that left-hand side that Jardinelle loves to exploit, and his system really truly is tailored to that left wing, it's completely just faded away. And there hasn't been an answer. There hasn't been an answer. And I know a lot of us are going to sit here and complain about the fact that, you know, XYZ player isn't performing to the standards that we once saw them or that we demand from them. But the reality is that the bench has seen a decline. And there's no one else to blame but Santiago Baños. The board needs to come up big this summer and give Jardine the players that he needs. Give Jardine the players that he wants. We need to spend the cash. I don't know why we're, you know, nickeling and dime here trying to save ourselves a penny when we have the assets, we have the money, we're not broke. I mean, it would have been great to win these $10 million that LAFC took from us. But America has the assets, America has the money, America has the wallet to go out there and make a splash for these players. Yeah, are you going to overpay? Of course you're going to overpay. You're Club America. Big clubs like that always have to overpay. I'm not saying go out there and overpay for 5-6 players. No, overpay for maybe 2 or 3 and be smart about the rest. But you need signings. You need some new fresh ideas, some new fresh legs injected into this team that will bring back that golden feeling of the attack. You know? And I know that attack isn't always the biggest solution or the biggest answer to everything, too. I know there's questions about Club America's defense and what are we going to do with the Seppi situation. You know, obviously that's how LAFC got us. That's how Toluca got us. But it's not as big as of concern as I think many of us would make it out to be. Look, before Igor Lichnowsky was signed to America, if you guys go back and listen to the podcast before Igor Lichnowsky makes his appearance with Club America, the biggest thing, the biggest question we had about this Andre Jardine defense wasn't necessarily if they were good enough. It was so much, it was more of what's their Achilles heel. And it was set piece situations, aerial duels, right? That ball over the top, those always seem to be kind of the kicker for America. But Igor Lichnowsky came in, absolutely made it so that was no longer a weakness for America. His presence in the box, whenever the opposing team got a corner, he always felt safe because he was so tall and he was so good at reading that aerial duel that he was mostly eight times out of 10, the player to clear the ball out of the box. And if not, he was great at neutralizing the offense of the opposing team. And so, I don't know, it just felt like we were in a very safe position. So I think with Igor Lichnowsky coming back, and hopefully, I mean, it's been a long, long time, almost a year now, that he hasn't been playing with us. But if he can come back and find that rhythm, find that form, and he can be that factor in the box for corners and set pieces, I think we're back to having a very strong, well-rounded defense. And so I think the answer is not necessarily having to splash some cash on a lot of center backs or a lot of defensive players, but just understanding that there needs to be an injection of fresh players, fresh faces, fresh legs in this team to go out there and perform, because we need reinforcements. You need to inject depth into this team. Depth that we lost, and we lost badly in a year's time. I feel like if we would have had one or two players extra to replace the players that had left, I think we would have been in a much better situation. And would I safely say that we would have a Tetracampeonato and a Club World Cup playing? Maybe. Maybe. I think I would feel much better. I think we definitely would have had either or. So, I don't know. I guess it's frustrating to see how America has dwindled so much in these past couple of weeks. This past month, honestly, the team has just faltered. And yeah, I mean, I mentioned it yesterday on Twitter. I think I tweeted out saying that, you know, this team looked gassed. They looked out of ideas. They looked out of energy. And, you know, they were just playing with heavy legs. And that's due to the fact that, you know, there wasn't that much rotation. There wasn't that much opportunity to really breathe some fresh air into this team. And honestly, I just hope that this break really helps reset some of these players' mindset and hunger. And hopefully we get to see a much, much more better America this July. You know, starting with the Campeones, you get an opportunity to get your lick back against Toluca. So that's a big one. And then, of course, the opportunity to go and play Campeones Cup later down the road against LAFC again will be important. But look, the reality is what we saw last night against LAFC, it's unacceptable. It just truly is. It's unacceptable in the sense that we were coming into this game as heavy favorites, at least from Mexico's perspective, right? In Liga MX, we were seen as Club America, biggest team in the country, biggest team in the region, should be able to walk into BMO Stadium, regardless whether it's home or neutral. They should be able to go in there, get the job done, and go and represent this league, this nation, in a FIFA Club World Cup. And we didn't. We failed drastically. And I don't know. I made a big statement, and I wrote an article on this as well, stating that, you know, maybe Club America isn't the biggest team that they claim to be on international soil. No one can dispute the fact that Club America is the biggest team in Mexico. 16 titles. No one's going to, you know, argue against that. They're the biggest team in Mexico, hands down. No questions about it. But can they be the biggest team in North America? Let alone the Americas, but in North America. Can Club America wear that badge proudly? Strut around and say, I am the biggest club in this region. And I'm thinking that after last night, they can't. I don't think we hold that title anymore as the biggest club in the region, because we haven't had success on the international stage for the past, 10 years, like I mentioned. 10 years. And Club America has yet to be able to repair or right their wrongs. Chance after chance after chance after chance. I mean, do I still believe that they're the biggest club in North America? Yes. Do I still believe that they're the biggest club in the world? Of course, but that's just my internal, that's just me being biased. That is the heart that I have for this club, the love, all of that. But if you're speaking objectively, what has America done in the past 10 years to be relevant on the international stage? What have they done to make themselves look like this big, giant team that we all claim they are? I'll tell you what, nothing. Nothing. They have one or two friendlies against some big European team. They get a goal, they get a draw, but that's it. There needs to be a sense of urgency, not just from us, the fans, but from the club inside as well, to find a way to fix that image, to find a way to right the wrongs of the past, and to slowly but surely scale back up and earn the title of El Más Grande. I get it. Yes, we still have the most CONCACAF Champions Cup, but if you're not relevant, then what does it matter? That's like saying AC Milan is still in the top three of European football, yet they haven't been relevant in the Champions League for what? I don't even know how long. They haven't won it in what? Since 2006, I want to say? I could be wrong. Someone can fact check me on that. But do you see where I'm trying to go? What I'm trying to say is that America hasn't been relevant. They've been in opportunities to be relevant. They've been in opportunities to showcase why they're still the biggest club in the region, why they still hold the title of being the giant, of being kind of the high standard of this region, but they've fallen flat in every single opportunity, especially against MLS clubs. You've seen the way that this team has just faltered time and time again in CONCACAF Champions Cup competitions against MLS sides and even against Liga MX sides. But then, of course, they get the opportunity to get that revenge in the league where you're not given that opportunity to be able to do that exactly. Look, America had a perfect opportunity to get that payback that they had against LAFC. You know, the whole Sebastian Cáceres blunder with COVID, CONCACAF Champions Cup, all that good stuff. Wasted it. Absolutely wasted. And when is the next time you're going to get an opportunity to get your payback against Toronto FC for eliminating you in the semifinals at home in the Estadio Azteca? Tell me. Not anytime soon, I'll tell you that much. It's moments like this and where America just falls so, so flat that it really begs the question, how big is this club truly able to claim themselves to be on international soil. I get it. History is a rich part of that. And no one's ever going to take away the fact of what America has been able to do on international soil, not just in the CONCACAF Champions Cup and Libertadores and the Sudamericana and all these other intercontinental competitions that they've had. I know they've beaten the likes of Boca Juniors in the past as well. They've been and done glorious things in the past. But the past is the past. We're living in the present, and you have to stay relevant. You have to stay, and you have to continue to echo that. And if you're not capable of doing or producing that, then can you still hold that title? And I think America has lost some of it. And now there's a slow process that needs to begin starting today, starting from day one, and trying to recuperate that title. And it's not just going to happen in a year's time, you know? Let's say in a year's time, you go out there and you win the CONCACAF Champions Cup. Great, cool. That's one step forward. But the reality is you're not going to be able to fix that image just like that. You have to go out and you have to do something big. You have to go out and play in these big games, play in these FIFA Club World Cups, and actually perform. Because America in previous Club World Cups have looked, again, just not good. You know, the performances have been far below the expectation. And again, that's something that we need to look at ourselves in the mirror and say, what's wrong? What's going on? Why aren't we capable of producing stuff like Tigres, who went to a Club World Cup final? You know? And these matches that Mexican sides have been able to do and get to these semifinals and stuff like that. Why isn't America in those situations? Why can't America get themselves in those positions to thrive and to do better? I think a lot of questions need to be asked, and hopefully they are answered. Because truly, if this club wants to regain that stature, then there's no way to do that than by continuously winning on the international stage consistently and find that dominance that you have in the league and translate that on the international stage. Simple as that. You know? Look, America is a very big club. And like I said, regardless of what happened last night, I still firmly believe that they are the biggest club, not just in Mexico, but in the United States, in all of the Americas. I will say it and I will represent it day in and day out. They are the biggest club in the world to me. But after last night, I feel like people like myself who believe in that statement, who believe that this club, that their club is bigger than the Real Madrids of world football. After last night, I feel like we lost a little bit of that argument. And the club needs to find a way to regain that and give us back an argument to be made. And it translates in success, right? On and off the pitch. I mean, I think the club has a lot to do. And the club is smart. It has good people behind them. It's just, can they make the right decisions in the right periods? And we'll see. A lot will fall on the hands of Jardiner, right? The substitutions he made, the cautious ways that he has been approaching these games. I don't want to say that he doesn't necessarily trust in his defense. I just think he doesn't necessarily trust in this team finding opportunities to score more goals, or I don't know, the creativity isn't there. We never saw this in the first two seasons with America in the Apertura and Clausura, where he was a bicampeón. You never saw him park the bus. You never saw him with a back five just absolutely forgetting about his attacking and his forwards and just throwing in defensive players. You didn't see that. And I think it's because he had depth. He had talent on the bench. He had an opportunity to switch off players and still gain what he had for the entirety of the match. And now I think he sees it in a different tone, in a different way. And he needs to be conservative because there just isn't anyone on the bench that's going to be able to change a game. And that's concerning. It's 100% concerning. So I think there's a lot to be analyzed after yesterday's blunder. And honestly, I feel like this is not necessarily dark times for America, you know, but it is a wake up call. It is a wake up call that, you know, regardless of how successful you are, you need to continue to implement new styles. You need to find new ways of winning. You need to find a new way to kind of refresh your mentality. You know, you have to continuously try to, you know, upgrade and update and just be more efficient. You can't stay stagnant, because at the end of the day, you become readable, you become predictable. And that's just exactly what this America side is at this moment. Predictable. So I think there's a lot of work to be done, like I mentioned. And I just hope that they do the right thing. You know, I think this team has a lot of really good players still. A lot of players that I'm sure still have a lot of ambition. But the truth is, this team needs to look just a little bit more different come the start of the next season. So we'll see what happens. So unfortunately, we lose the final to Toluca. We lose this play-in match against LAFC. And the Americanismo is left with a bitter taste, you know, with a sense of a void, of emptiness. Which is weird to think that just six months ago, we were celebrating and absolutely loving life because of a tricampeonato. And fast forward to today, where we're staring down the abyss of, you know, of misery because of the lack of silverware and the lack of triumph that this club has had in the past month. And it's unfortunate, because I do think that this team was capable of doing a lot more. You know, the question will be asked, is this going to hurt the dynasty? You know, the dynasty that this team was building. And only they have the answer to that. You know, will this just be a blunder in the history of this dynasty, or will this completely seal it off? It's up to the players. It's up to the coaching staff. It's up to the club itself. There is still plenty of time to fix all of these mistakes. And there's still plenty that this team can do to rectify what they just failed to do. But in order to do so, everyone has to be on board. Everyone has to be on the same page, and everyone needs to have the same ambition, goal, and drive to want to achieve more. And I hope that's the case. So that is my ramble. That is my two cents on that. If you guys want to read more about kind of my thoughts regarding this failure and what I think it means for the history of this club, I did write an article that you guys can find over on our website at www.eagleeyepodcast.com. You guys can find the latest articles right there in the article section. I wrote a piece regarding, you know, what this failure means and everything like that. So I do highly recommend you guys go check that out, give it a read, and let me know exactly your guys' thoughts on this matchup as well. You know, how are you guys feeling? I know it's not a good feeling. I know that you guys have to be feeling what I'm feeling as well, right? It's a lot of anger. It's a lot of disappointment, sadness, you know. Things just aren't feeling right. Food doesn't taste the same. It's just a dark time, a real, real dark time for the Americanismo. But like I said, I have faith in this club. You know, for the 20 plus years that I've seen this club, I have witnessed the good and I have experienced the bad. And if it's one thing that this club has always shown me, is that whilst they can get knocked down, they always get back up and they always find a way to make themselves bigger and better and greater. And that's what I'm hoping. And that's what I'm expecting from this club. You know, at the moment, yes, we can feel down. We can feel like this. But we have to remember who we are. We are America. And America has a different DNA. We're a different breed. And I think that, you know, even though we stumbled in these moments, I'm hopeful that this team, with its history, with its heritage, with its, you know, passion and fans and all that good stuff, that we're going to thrive and we're going to do and achieve much bigger things than what we just let go. And I really do hope that that's the case. But with that said, I hope that you guys have enjoyed this little rant. It was an odd and weird time for us here on the podcast as well, with everything that happened, obviously with my condition and everything. Thankfully, everything's been going really good. I've improved significantly, hence why I'm able to do the podcast a little bit more now. I'm able to do a lot more stuff on a social media side of things and all that good stuff. So it's looking good for next season. And yeah, we just want to say thank you for sticking it out. This will be officially the last episode ending the season. We'll have a little break and then we'll come back prior to the Campeón de Campeones matchup that América will have on July 20th against Toluca. So we'll be back the beginnings of July, I want to say. Roughly a date, I'm not too sure yet, but don't worry, we're still going to be very much active on our social medias. So if you guys haven't done so, make sure you guys go check us out. Follow us over on Instagram, Twitter at Eagle Eye Podcast. Follow us on TikTok as well. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. And yeah, a lot of things are in the works for the podcast. Again, we're very grateful and very thankful to all of you who listen to us, who support us, and who interact with us. We just want to say thank you. Again, we're doing our best and we're working hard behind the scenes to make next season the biggest season for this podcast. And yeah, you know, we hope that you guys are excited as well. And let us know. I mean, what do you guys want to see from the podcast as well? We'd love to hear feedback from you guys, take recommendations. What is it that you guys want to see from the podcast side of things, from our social media side of things? How can we integrate ourselves better to you guys, the community? What can we do to kind of, you know, build and grow and continue to have your guys' support? Again, we'd love to hear from you. And yeah, just reach out to us, whether it's on Instagram, Twitter, email us. You know, join our Discord chat. Let's have a discussion on that. And as well, you know, let us know. Let us know how we can improve and make the next season just that much more memorable and just that much more bigger. Again, we have big ambitions. We have big goals. We have big plans behind the scenes to make the 2025-2026 season the biggest one on the podcast yet. So, yeah, super excited. Can't wait. And we hope that you guys join us for the ride. So with that said, I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Enjoy your guys' summer vacation. We'll be back shortly. We'll have a little break, have a little reset, and we'll be back to talk 2025-2026 Club America. So take care, stay safe, and as always, Arriba la America. Goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this was another production of the Eagle Eye Podcast, the number one source for all things Club America in English. Make sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Eagle Eye Podcast and get all the latest news and coverage. And subscribe to our podcast wherever it is you may listen.